This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, 7 after the hour, time for us to go through the talk radio roundup, a review of what's on the list from Talkers Magazine. The charts are for the week of April 11th to the 15th, so through to the beginning of the Easter weekend. I don't know that any of the stories have been affected by that, frankly, but we'll go through the list with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner both here to take the point of view that we've taken on most of these stories during the week on the DJV program. And if you don't get to listen to the DJV program, you can. If it's not available on your station, you can listen to it each day. The whole program all day long is available at DJV Show. That's the full show, djvshow.com. Or you can hear the podcasts as well every day at djvshow.com. So I'm going to go through the list of stories at number 10. What's going on the space station? We'll go back to some of these ladies. You might pick out some of the ones that you would like to extrapolate a little bit more info on. The situation of the weather in the Midwest and the Mid-South this time of year, lots of wild storms. At number 8, our education department and the money that's being spent, or by according to some, wasted on programs that don't work. At number 7, immigration who's coming into the country and what they're doing. I have a story about Somalis that I found out yesterday this week, and I'll share that as we go into that particular item. Number 6 is COVID and where we are with all of that, the mask thing. I just found out we were talking on the DJV program this week about having the government has required or extended the requirement for us to wear masks on planes again. And the airline management is crazy about that because they don't say there's no need for it, and there isn't, because the planes are as clean and fresh in terms of air as you can find anywhere. And it's also interesting to know that 8 airlines around the world this week have announced that they will no longer require passengers to wear masks on the aircraft. So that's a slap in the face to our government or the citizen. What is it, the Center for Disease Confusion? Okay to have them. I think it makes sense to have them on trains and buses and subways and stuff, but airplanes? Yeah. No, not at all. Okay, number 5, social media. Jay's going to talk about some of the things that are important and get some of your response to some of our discussions this week on the DJV program later through the course of the program. Number 4, partisan politics, the same old. That's really what it is. Doesn't change. Democrats good. Republicans bad, depending on who you're talking to. Republicans good, Democrats bad. Never going to move ahead in this country until we figure out how to make things work the way they used to. Great to have differences, important to point out different things, but this kind of stuff has got to stop. Number 3, the subway shooting in New York. Wow, there's something to behold, that story. If you don't know much about it, we'll talk about it. The economy, big bad stories, and of course the number 1 item is the war. Russia has threatened this week to deploy nukes if Sweden and Finland join NATO. Yeah, okay. You guys, there's no way the Russians are going to win this. There's no way that Russia will be a respectable country anymore as far as government is concerned. And there's no way that Putin can survive. There just isn't. And the more of this stuff that comes around, he's going to blow up the Baltic because Sweden and Finland join NATO.
They're furious about that.
Well, so. Why are they furious about it? It's their own doing. All of this stuff is their own doing.
Of course.
And the rest of the world seems to be finding this out. That's why, you know, Finland, they've never paid much attention. Sweden, pretty much a neutral country. They don't want to be subject to this sort of thing. And meanwhile, this week there were a lot of various ways that the truth has been explanation, if you will, in pamphlets and things. I don't know how they're getting these spread around, though. Do you know, ladies, how all of these new measures, these new the pamphlets and leaflets and things are being distributed to tell the Russians what really is going on, but I don't know how that stuff is getting spread around. We certainly aren't flying over Leningrad to drop the pamphlets.
Yeah, and I mean, there are, well, do you mean people come, you mean pamphlets? I don't know what you mean by pamphlets and leaflets and stuff.
From NATO?
Covert. This is a covert operations almost, because you don't want to get, nobody would want to get caught because you don't know what the repercussions are going to be. That's a lot like where a lot of Christians go to different countries and they, that do not want the Bible anywhere, and they secretly distribute the Bible to places. Mm-hmm. It's probably something along the same lines as that.
Okay.
Well, and also a lot of people in Russia have bought VPNs, so they've got their own private network to stay connected to the internet, and so they've got a free and open internet if you have a VPN. A lot of athletes use VPNs as well when they went to Beijing, so that they weren't, you know, being monitored by the Chinese government. So there are ways of certainly spreading information, and it's just a matter of, you know, we just keep seeing more and more how many people in Russia are actually supporting Putin. And it's, you know, it seems to keep getting more and more popular because he's spinning it. And the TV, if you watch TV in Russia, you only get like a few channels now. Yeah. They've cut everything else off. And you're only getting this Russian state news. So it looks like you're on the right side of evil here, but they're not.
But still, even if with them putting out this propaganda and cutting the channels, wouldn't somebody with common sense think, hey, I believe everything they're telling me, but why are they stopping other news outlets? Or why are they stopping other channels? Why am I only getting this side of the information? Wouldn't that make you question so much more? And it seems like a lot of people in Russia are not questioning enough.
Right.
All right. Also in league with number one, the story of the conduct of the war, the Musk, is it, how do we pronounce it? The Moskva is the Russian flagship. It's the big destroyer, big warship that now, it was attacked earlier this week and it has sunk into the Black Sea. The video of this flashing around the world and people in Ukraine out in the public, you know, the big demonstrations. The Russian Ministry of Defense even admitted that the guided missile cruiser Moskva had sunk.
Yeah, they said it was a fire on board. Ukraine says, not so fast. We shot it.
Blew it out.
And no one, and honestly, there are a lot of people still trying to even confirm what actually happened. Because, you know, Ukraine has their own messaging war that they're engaged in. And so, you know, they like to claim victory on that. And either way, it's a big loss to the Russian Navy, for sure. Right.
Doesn't make them look very powerful.
No.
And, you know, the only way that they can have any success, it would appear, in fighting other major countries would be to use their nuclear weaponry, because they don't seem to be able to get it together. A small country, population 60 million, with the ability to push the Russians back, population 240 million in Russia, and they can't muster up enough good soldiers. Yeah, they're all drunk or they're all running away. Not all of them, but certainly many of them are. So the news, the stories are more horror, more stress. You know, these people are they're doing a yeoman's job. But then something you just said, Victoria, is worth consideration. Are we getting the straight story? Because we know that the Ukrainians are capable, after all, they have Russian lineage. And the Russians are not truthful at all. These people cut out of the same cloth. We like them because they're standing up to the Russians, and we like them because they have a quasi-democracy. It's pretty damn corrupt, but then all of those Eastern European countries are pretty damn corrupt, because that's the way that's the way the USSR was operated. The history of that part of the world is corruption and deceit. That just is. So how do we know? I think you asked the question, and that's the right question. How do we know what's really true? I want to believe, because I don't like Putin, never have, and I would like him to be exterminated along with his crew so that the Russian people have a chance. But have they ever had a chance? I mean, look at the history since the Bolshevik Revolution or even the Tsars. I mean, the history of Russia is loaded pretty much consistently with despots who have controlled people, the population, through intimidation, right? I mean, look at the history of Russia. So, you know, it sort of, I think, flows on to Ukraine, although this guy seems to have been, Zelensky seems to have been popularly elected in the real, you know, really, truly, or at least as much as, again, anybody in the Eastern European
country. Well, there are a lot of corruption charges, too, and accusations with him. So it's, you know, nobody's perfect. No one seems to be scandal-free.
No. But he's our guy, and therefore, if he's our, this is the history of America. We back some pretty lousy characters over the history of our country for whatever our own. Let's face it. We do what's good for us. We support the people who support us. Not necessarily are they always the good guys. I mean, look at some of the people we've supported in Africa and people that we've supported in Asia. Yeah. No, and this guy, I mean, you can go through a textbook of people that we have supported that ought not to have been, I mean, in a practical, even Steven world, they wouldn't have been supported. But they are because they're our guys. There's, you know, there's the good guys, the bad guys, and our guys. Kind of like the army. There's the right way, the wrong way, and the army way of doing things. So that's, I think, somewhat food for thought. It's 17 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Well, Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
All right, so there's one final piece, it isn't the final, but there's another story here regarding the war, the conduct of the war, what's happening to the Russians. So we've all the last two or three weeks wondered about the Russian yachts, $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 million yachts. So the latest one to be grabbed came into Fiji. But the police grabbed it, the customs officials there, it docked in Fiji, but it didn't have any, it had no papers. It didn't have, it just showed up. And so this is a Reuters story this week. No customs clearance. It just, they found a place they thought they could hide the boat.
How do you hide a boat that big?
This is 350 feet long.
That's a cruise ship. How do you hide a cruise ship?
Yeah. No. Well, what do you call people in Fiji? Fijians? Anyway.
Fijians.
They said, see you later. All right, 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
DJ The Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America. Cancer, the second. Stroke and other kinds of conditions immediately related to your dietary choices and the environmental conditions that we live in. The combination of a high carbohydrate, low protein, causes the greatest increase in insulin production, even more than the carbohydrate by itself.
All DJ The Health Podcasts can be found at DJTheHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. It's time for us to go through the comments section. Jay Kirschner here with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on a talk radio review, a roundup of what, in this case, some people are saying their comments for us on our social media questions that Jay has asked through the week about some of the issues, starting with COVID. So what do we have here, Jay?
Well, one of the big debates is COVID-19's effect on mental health. Jeff Schmidt says, I think it's still too early to tell the effects on mental health. We're just now starting to get life back to what most people would call quote-unquote normal, whatever that means, and we don't know the real effects. We might not know the real effects for decades. In his opinion, technically, we don't even know when it's really going to be over.
I don't think it'll ever be over at all. It's going to fold into the other flus that we have to be careful of.
Yeah, each, there's still more. Yeah. Was it epidemic?
Yeah. It's pathetic. It's pathetic.
Jay Martin says he knows his wife is still battling physical problems with it, and mentally it gives her periods of depression about the speed of her recovery. I know a lot of people are dealing with that. That has to be so rough. Mike Johns says some people have told me that they can't keep being asked to stay home. He's 43 years old and loves being alone. He doesn't get lonely unless he wants to be lonely. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people felt like they thrived in the year 2020 at like the height of the pandemic. Samantha Freeman says, illness happens and nobody has ever been as scared of getting sick until now, and it's not all COVID fears. They are afraid of all illnesses now. Parents terrified of their kids getting sick with anything, that all these kids are becoming germophobic shutters.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. People keep using these germ things that you see everywhere. You put a squirt on your hand and you're supposedly a cleaner.
Hand sanitizer.
That is the worst possible thing you can do for your health and well-being. And this is more of the kind of bunkum or BS that you get from the Center for Disease Confusion. Yeah, use the hand sanitizers. No, they kill all the good germs, all the good bacteria. Your system cannot possibly function without the bacteria you have in your gut. Billions of bacteria, and the more you do to kill them, the sicker you're going to get. That's basically the bottom line. And no doctor worth his or her salt will argue with that. All right, what else we got? The CDC. Now, here we go. More,
extending mask mandates for transportation.
So annoying.
Tara Bishop says, why extend? People don't wear them properly now. No one covers their nose anymore, and most are wearing dirty masks.
That's a very important point. Yeah.
Right, Don Mayers says, by all means, wear one if you have a personal reason to, but it seems the need for mandatory use has passed.
Yep.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Yep.
Agree with
yep.
that one. Jeremy Major says, remember when Fauci said the typical mask people buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out viruses?
Contradiction from Fauci. What else?
There you go. Instead of Center for Disease Confusion, Center for Disease Contradiction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lyle Hicks adds, truly waste of time. Masks provide some protection from the spread of germs. Common sense does more protection.
Yep. All right. Elon Musk. Elon, that was a Freudian. Elon Musk and his Twitter thing. What's going on? What are people saying about that?
Tim Oski says, buying businesses and successfully growing them is a skill that deserves respect like any other. It's one thing to have the funds for purchase. It's another to be successful following the purchase.
Yep. All right. Who else? What does Vinny say?
Vinny Kishan says, Elon's multi-billion-dollar request to buy Twitter outright when half of that money could go towards a better cause, like making sure no child in America ever goes hungry. And Mindy Stevens also says, why do people have the right to tell others what to do with their money?
Exactly. Do what you want with your money there. That's good advice. It's 28 past the hour. Thanks for your input.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky last night on CNN.
That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle.
Zelensky claims Moscow is pushing to take control of the Donbass region in southeastern Ukraine in order to create a barrier to Crimea, which Russia invaded and stole from Ukraine in 2014. The deadline to submit 2021 tax returns or an extension to file and pay taxes owed this year is midnight tonight. To file an extension, go to irs.gov. Mexican President Obrador's plan to increase state control of power generation was defeated in Parliament on Sunday. Opposition parties united and defeated the measure they say would have hurt investment and breach international obligations. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. The death toll from a storm in Southeast Africa is roughly 450 souls in last night's official count. Sili Zikalala, KwaZulu-Natal's premier, posted on Facebook, "This is a moment of great adversity, but this is also a moment where we need to summon our collective courage and turn this devastation into an opportunity to rebuild our province." End quote. Ukrainian President Zelensky on CNN overnight stressed the importance of the Donbass region in eastern Ukraine, the next battle zone in the Russian invasion.
"This is why it is very important for us not to allow them to stand our ground, because this battle, and it can happen, so there will be several battles, and we don't know how long it is going to take, it can influence the course of the whole war. Because I don't trust the Russian military and Russian leadership. That is why we understand that the fact that we fought them off, and they left, and they were running away from Kyiv, from the north, from Chernihiv, and from that direction. It doesn't mean if they are able to capture Donbass, they won't come further towards Kyiv. That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle."
The United States Football League is back with 40 games this season, ending on the 4th of July. Games will be carried on Fox, FS1, NBC, Peacock, and USA Network. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Who's buying the land? If it's being sold because families don't want to keep farming, or because the government requires that you pay taxes, whatever the reason, so who are the buyers?
Iowa has stepped forward and has laws relating to foreign ownership of farm ground. It is very, very difficult to buy a farm in Iowa if you are not a citizen of the United States.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue the conversation here. It's obvious we're continuing it off the air. Let's keep it going on the air. The DJ Veers, Jennifer's not with us this week, but Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, to go through our thoughts, what we've experienced, what we've talked about this week on the DJV program. As I said, you can get the DJV download anytime, day or night. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at DJV Show. And you can get the daily show all day, every day, and the podcast at DJVShow.com. Number six item this week has to do with COVID. And the discussion, it seems to me, that took most of the wind, well, there were two things that took the wind out of the room or the oxygen out of the room. One of them were booster shots. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine produced the testing, according to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's connected to the DJV program through DJV Health, says that there was a robust response in children aged 5 through 11. And so This is the data actually shows a 36-fold increase in antibody levels effective against the variant that is popular, or not popular, but most pronounced, the Omicron at the moment. And this is a measurement that was done a month or so after the booster was actually administered. So at this point, they don't know how long the protection will last with youngsters. And there are some who are trying to get the authorization for shots for younger, you know, time 1 year old kids, that sort of thing. Pfizer says the new data could benefit from other, that children can get another shot. 140 youngsters who already have two shots were given a booster 6 months later. Researchers find the extra shot generally revved up their immune response. Okay, so, Jay, you're the parent of a young boy about 2 years old. What's been your position for in the vaccine discussion and debate with your child, whether your family, with your friends, as to what to do? What's the thing that makes you most comfortable?
I'm pro vaccine for my family, but I also respect other people for not wanting to have their kids vaccinated. As far as the COVID vaccine, I'm doing whatever his pediatrician thinks is best. Mac gets the weirdest things. He's like living in the 1800s. He had impetigo, which is a really contagious skin infection, and scarlet fever back around Christmas time. So I feel like I should be more concerned about dysentery at this point than COVID.
Scurvy's next.
Yes. He's living on the Oregon Trail, apparently.
Yeah. Wow.
Poor Mac.
But I do, my friend base, they're kind of mixed. About half of them they have had their kids vaccinated if they're of age. Ones who have babies, half of them are like, yes, as soon as they're available to them, absolutely, and others are like, no. Really across the board.
Does seem to be no consistency. Okay, number two, the economy this week is number two story, according to Talkers Magazine. Interesting that mortgage rates have been affected, as you might imagine, by inflation. The average mortgage rate has gone up 2 points to almost 5%. This is the first time it's been this high since the problems of 2009 when the economy went into the bucket. So what this will do to the housing boom, probably temper it somewhat depending on what you're building or what you're buying. The need is still there, but what happens is that more units will be built or become available for rental than for purchase. That's probably what this will mean.
It's interesting. We were stopped at a red light yesterday, and next to a real estate agency that's sort of on the corner, and it's a very popular. You know what they have, the glass windows, and they have all the listings in the windows.
Yeah, you can go right in the window. Yeah.
Normally, the windows are completely covered all the way around. This is a corner unit office, so it's normally completely covered all the way around with available properties. We counted them while we were at the light. There were 14. That's it. There's no inventory anywhere,
nope.
So I don't know. And everyone that we know who has either bought or sold has either paid way over asking or has sold for way over asking. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that a mortgage rate of going up to 5% is going to stop or slow. I really don't. And then I am not a homeowner, so here's the question. If you lock in at a 5% mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And then a couple years go by, and the mortgage rates drop back down again, you can just refinance, right?
Yeah, that's all.
Because you're not paying off any of the principal at that point. You're only paying interest, right?
Your house this week, right? And you had lots of offers?
Yeah, we closed in a few weeks. We had eight offers over the course of 3 days, 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild? That's amazing.
Right. And this is a medium-priced house, right? We're not talking about something that is either very inexpensive or very expensive. It's kind of a medium, I'm going to guess. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing it's sort of a medium range.
It's medium range.
Right. So on January 30th of this year, the fixed rate average was 3.22%. And now as we get into the middle of April, it's almost 5%, 4.92%. So that's what's going on in the mortgage department. That'll affect the economy to a point. Also announced this week, the closing of more Kmart stores. Do you realize, I remember back when Martha Stewart and Jacqueline Smith used to, you know, they were all over the place touting Kmart. Do you know there are only three Kmart stores left in the country? three.
I'm shocked that there are even three left.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well,
there's
they'll close them. Yeah, they'll close them.
Because Walmart and Target have just taken over what was the Kmart sort of landscape.
Well,
and so
the behind the scenes here that may or may not make a difference to people. A guy named Ed Lambert was a real estate tycoon, and he bought up all the Kmart leases and all the Kmart stores because it was a real estate play for him. And then he did the same thing with Sears Roebuck. Bought up all the leases, bought up all of the places, because some of the stores were on land that they owned. Some of it was in malls, and they leased it. But those leases and the property themselves were worth more than the stores were. So he basically did what he do. He killed Sears, the Sears brand, which has been an American tradition for 150 years. Just killed it. What? Craftsman Tools, made in China now. Crap, junk. And anything else that Sears was, the Kenmore wash machines, they're junk. And, you know, you can't buy it. Everything is cheap junk. And people know it, so they've stayed away, and that's why we're down to three Kmart stores.
Well, and the Sears, I hope that guy, for his own sake, I hope he was
Lambert.
Able to unload a lot of those properties, because now they're just, no one goes to the mall. They're just sitting empty. And there's a Sears that's near us in New Jersey where we live, and it's now an Amazon warehouse.
Yeah.
So unless you can sell all that property to Amazon for more and more warehouses, it's tough to have that kind of real estate.
It is in this the real estate business for stores, offices, that kind of stuff, not so great. But there are mixed use buildings that are going up with retail that are the retail business is much different than the office business. And that's what you can see, more and more little stores opening, little businesses, that kind of stuff. So that's part of the things that's affecting our economy. Also, with regard to the economy, U.S. crude drilling has increased in the last couple of months. Permits for new wells in the most prolific U.S. oil fields. This signals a coming production surge. Government is trying to push this sort of confused our people, you know, investment-wise. Now we're being told not to invest. And this is what I've heard from a couple of my friends this week. Okay, I'm buying oil futures and gas futures because the solar stuff has been put on the back burner. And, the whole business. These people are looking at this completely from a political point of view. Biden's popularity has gone down like a rock. In the last 3 or 4 months especially, I think it's down, I think this week it was 33% or something. And that's because people are PO'd about the cost of gasoline. They blame him, which isn't really fair because, you know, you can blame him for a lot of stuff, but he didn't start the Ukrainian war. He made it difficult for a while. It'd be a lot easier if we had more leases and we could drill for more oil. That's the basic bottom line.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, there are two things here. Then this is a big topic of conversation that people have had, and I think that the price of gas is probably the number one topic of conversation, right, in households.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the thing is, when they did the survey from the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas, they did that survey earlier this week of 132 oil and gas firms. 59% of them said they're not increasing their oil production because of investors. Investors don't want them to do it because they're making record profits. Mm-hmm. And then the second, I mean, that was 59% was the answer. That's just wild to me. And then the second answer was supply chain issues, but that was down at 15%. Responded saying that. But, you know, I mean, Biden's getting, he's getting hit from all ends, right? Everyone says, oh, he's got to increase leases and things like that. Well, the Washington Post did a story in the end of January, which no one cared about back then because the price of gas wasn't an issue before the Ukraine war. But he outpaced Trump in issuing drilling permits on public lands, but no one talks about that. I mean, it's wild. Everyone wants to blame him for all this stuff. He's getting hit
from
the left.
He deserves to get blamed for a lot of stuff. He's not been a good leader when it comes
to
the war in Ukraine.
I disagree. We're in lockstep with NATO. I think I don't agree with the system.
I mean, NATO
that
doesn't mean that I think that NATO is doing a great job of leadership.
Well, that's
all
what I said.
I don't
think NATO has done the right thing, but that's the point of being in NATO. It's a group, it's a group vote. But
stock
the thing
market.
That really is but the thing that's really wild is just he's getting hit from the left because they want him to do more green energy and he's issuing all these drilling permits and now crude oil is going to start pumping more. So the shale stuff. You're always talking about shale, which I have no idea what that is, but apparently it's a superficial drill. I don't know.
No,
but there's more of that happening.
It's in oil shale is on the surface in certain parts of the world, like up both in the North Pole and the South Pole, lots of oil shale, and they are able to, through a process that was discovered about, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago, you gather it up and you can wash the oil out of the sand. That's basically, and it was very profitable.
That's happening now too, more.
Yeah, right, the prices are up. All right, one other thing, number seven this week, immigration, the problems. In Texas, lawmakers urging the state to halt the execution of Melissa Lucio, who's a Hispanic. She was asked for clemency because she had asked for it because she was convicted of killing her daughter, and apparently, it's pretty obvious to everybody, she didn't. And so,
what happened was that it's an accident, and she was interrogated without an attorney for so many hours that at the end she goes,
"Well, I guess English.
I did it."
Yeah, she barely speaks English. That's part of the problem, and that's.
I hadn't heard that part, but she's got a lot of people who are now defending her, including a former jury member who said they made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
How do you not, you know, at least give her another trial when a jury member comes out and says, "Yeah, I would have voted differently."
Yeah, right. There you go. Sounds like a Law and Order episode in the making. All right. The other thing that I found out this week is that the country, remember I've talked over the years about the Somalis and how they have a huge enclave of them up in Lewiston, Maine? Well, apparently they are now going to places where slaughterhouses are being built around the country because they're the only ones who will work in slaughterhouses, believe that or not. The Somalis and slaughterhouses. There's something to talk about.
Wow.
You can have that in your weekend discussions. Now, 48 after the hour. Thank you, ladies. It's Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jay here on the Talk Radio Review.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
At 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time. A review of the top five items from the world of technology that affect you this week, as edited, produced, and reported upon by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing her into the number five story, and that's a focus on scammers. Once again, big time problem.
Yeah, it's true. And unfortunately right now, scammers are really capitalizing on what's happening in Ukraine. Facebook this week said that they've already removed tens of thousands of accounts and pages and groups around the world for spreading misleading content about the conflict in Ukraine to try to build an audience and bring in cash. So the Russia's invasion into Ukraine has created this enormous opportunity for all these scammers, because so much of the content being shared online is video. It's very hard to moderate it, and so it gets out there, and it just becomes a war of information. In this new report, security officials at Facebook said that the incidents in which profiteers used Facebook to lure visitors off the site by posting content like gaming videos and popular viral videos, including many of them from Ukraine. And essentially what they do is they lure you away from Facebook, and then they get you onto another site, and it's a phishing site, or malware happens on, you know, gets put onto your computer with different links that you click, and so it becomes like ransomware, and everyone, you know, then you're stuck. You've lost the integrity of your cybersecurity, and in most cases, that ends up being ransomware, where they charge you to get control of your own computer back.
Great.
So just be very careful. If you're on Facebook, make sure that if you're like viewing videos or whatever, just stay on Facebook and don't deviate onto a third party site. That's the most important thing.
Number four this week is a puppy fraud thing that really is disturbing, actually.
Yeah, so this so during the height of COVID, especially older people, especially people who lived alone, a lot of people adopted dogs, which was a wonderful thing to do, except a lot of people also fell victim to another fraud scheme, and this one involved Basset Hound puppies. And so Google this week is suing the scammer. They found him. He's in Cameroon in Africa. He's used a network of fake websites and Google Voice phone numbers and Gmail accounts to pretend to sell these purebred puppies, and he has basically bilked people out of a couple thousand dollars each. They've had the Federal Trade Commission's involved now, and it's a huge lawsuit. But again, you have to be so, so careful. Do not give money in gift cards or wiring money, anything like that. It's just not legitimate.
Victoria, this week, the information of how many people are using gift cards to basically pay off some of these scams. I think that I found that to be very revealing. Number three, fact that Apple CEO Mr. Cook made a plea this week that made news. What's this scoop?
Well, Tim Cook, of course, is the Apple CEO. This week he was at a conference down in Washington, D.C., and he was talking about the Apple Store, the App Store. And so Apple's feeling the heat because it might be forced to change their longstanding policy where you can't download any apps onto your iPhone or iPad unless you're buying them or downloading them through the Apple Store. And so in Europe, the Digital Markets Act is going to allow you to sideload any type of app you want. And Tim Cook says this is really dangerous because Apple is all about, you know, personal security and cybersecurity. And he said this is just going to allow all these what he called data hungry companies to come along and take all of your privacy away from you that Apple has worked a long time to produce for people. So it's not a good thing. Stay within the App Store. Don't be sideloading unless you really know what you're doing because all those apps can track you.
Number two this week is an Internet service exemption from Russian sanctions. This is kind of complicated.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Treasury is exempting telecommunications services from the ongoing sanctions against Russia. Now, a lot of people at first are like, well, wait a minute, why aren't we taking away all of their Internet? Well, the reason is a lot of advocacy groups have come forward saying if we take away all their Internet, then the human rights violations will skyrocket and we won't have any access to, we won't really know what's happening. So that's why a lot of these groups have pleaded with the U.S. government, and so the government has allowed Internet to continue without sanctions.
All right, number one, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. Elon Musk had a hell of a week. So at first he made news this week that he bought 9.2% stake in Twitter. Then he was going to take a seat on the board, then decided not to. And then he made a bid for $43 billion to publicly buy Twitter. So this is a TBD. We'll see what happens next. But he certainly knows how to drum up headlines.
Oh, yeah. Stock play. No question about that. All right, Victoria, thank you. It's 59 past the hour. This is the overview of the top five items from the world of technology.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.